This goes to Dr. Russell Anderson. Fax 989-875-5168. Regarding Kenneth Roberts, R-O-B-E-R-T-S. Date of birth 12/9/1943. Dear Dr. Anderson, this is a follow-up visit with Mr. Roberts with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. His last visit was April 4th of 2025. His weight is stable, and he states that he's feeling well. No hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. He has not done labs, though, since May 27th of 25, and he's really not sure why he hasn't done them. He's supposed to be doing them every 2 to 3 months. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no edema. Medications, I want to highlight diltiazem, 120 milligram twice a day, Jardiance 25 milligram daily, and Flomax 0.8 milligram daily, also pioglitazone 30 milligram daily for diabetes, Zyrtec, low-dose aspirin, Crestor, glipizide. And no non-oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs or other pain meds are currently being used. Physical exam, weight 218 pounds, pulse is 64, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 60. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension, lungs are clear, heart is regular, abdomen soft and non-tender, no peripheral edema. As previously stated, the last labs he completed were done 5/27 of 25. At that time, his hemoglobin A1C was 7.7. Actually, that was done July 17th of 25. But the renal labs were done 5/27/25, and the last creatinine was 1.93. Sodium 142, potassium 4.2, carbon dioxide 22, hemoglobin 14.5, normal white count, normal platelets, calcium was 8.8, albumin 4.2, phosphorus 3.4, and that estimated GFR is 34. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, he needs updated labs. We did give him a new lab order and told him to get them done this month and then every 2 to 3 months thereafter. We also sent the lab order to Carson City Lab. 2, hypertension, currently well controlled. 3, diabetic nephropathy, stable. Last hemoglobin A1C was acceptable. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.